This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Great to have you listening today. I'm Mitch Tyne.
And I'm Bonnie North. The Public Policy Forum and the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance have been analyzing the work of Wisconsin governments for a combined 191 years. The Milwaukee-based forum has focused on the workings of Milwaukee and nearby city and county governments and public entities, while the Madison-based alliance has focused on state government.
But a just-completed merger of the two organizations means the newly minted Wisconsin Policy Forum can study public policy at the macro and micro level around the state. Rob Henkin was president of the Public Policy Forum and holds the same title with a new organization. Dale Knapp moves from his position as research director for WISTAX to the same position with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Welcome to both of you.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Mitch.
So why was the timing ideal for this merger to take place?
Well, I think the precipitating factor certainly was the fact that the longtime president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, Todd Berry, announced his retirement. And there was some overlap among entities on both of the boards of the organization. So, for instance, We Energies and Badger Meter and Northwestern Mutual, not the same individuals, but had representation on the two boards. And so it was sort of natural that given Todd's impending retirement, that some discussions started between two organizations that really have pretty similar missions and that pride themselves on their nonpartisanship and their drive to make public policy decision-making more informed and more fact-based.
You know, and on our end, I mean, they're all of that, but on our end as well, we are even smaller than the Public Policy Forum was. And to continue to do what we're doing, it's much easier to do that with a bigger staff. So that was part of it as well.
Some economies of scale.
Economies of scale, sure.
Even though the time was right, there must have been some nuts and bolts that had to be tightened in order to make this work. What were those?
I think the overriding concern among stakeholders of both groups was, could we combine the two portfolios and do both pieces well? So for the Public Policy Forum, this was actually an opportunity and one that had been discussed for several years to expand our focus from just Southeast Wisconsin to the state government in particular and also the entire state. And so, but a concern among traditional Public Policy Forum stakeholders was, can we do that and still maintain the same impact and the same focus we've had in the Southeast part of the state? I'll let Dale speak for himself, but on the WISTAX side, it was the opposite concern. Once we merge, are we going to lose our focus on the rest of the state and instead focus almost exclusively on greater Milwaukee? And so we went through that. I think the two boards received the appropriate assurances from me and from Dale that yes, we thought we could do both sides well, but I think it's still one of the concerns that's out there.
Yeah, and from our point of view, a lot of our members are outstate. And there's always that concern that the focus is Madison or Milwaukee, and this, you know, just brings that to the forefront. And so we want to really emphasize that we're going to continue to focus on issues outstate. But, you know, with Southeast Wisconsin being the driving force and the driving economic force, particularly in Wisconsin, it's really good for us to have a bigger presence here.
Well, and so when you talk about doing work on a statewide level that might mirror what the Public Policy Forum did for all those years in Milwaukee, are you talking about it on a macro state level, or are you talking about being able to dig into some issues like, you know, how schools are funded in La Crosse or what infrastructure looks like in Eau Claire?
We think we're going to be able to identify plenty of issues that have both equal relevance to, let's say, the Milwaukee public schools as they do to school districts throughout the state. So a perfect example is the school aids formula. And there's actually an effort underway right now. A special committee has been formed by the legislature to look at the school aids formula. We think there's all sorts of analysis that we could bring to the table that could help further that debate. And again, when we're looking at the specifics of this very complicated formula and how certain layers that have been added to the school funding approach over time have perhaps countered or swayed from some of the policy objectives to the extent that we can analyze those factors, bring them to light, make them understandable to both citizens and policymakers. We think there's going to be just as much interest from any school district in the state as there will be from Greater Milwaukee school districts.
And I think you have to remember that while the Milwaukee area faces a lot of issues, many of those issues are being faced by folks in Green Bay, in Appleton, in La Crosse, in Stevens Point. Maybe not on the same scale, but a lot of that transitions well to outstate. And so I think that sometimes the work that's being done here is a good jumping off point to look at those same issues statewide.
And Mitch, I would just add a sort of another nuance to this question is that one of the distinctions I think between the two organizations previously was that the Public Policy Forum did more lengthier analyses of specific policy issues. Yes, local government finance was a big part of our agenda. For WISTAX, local government finance was really the major piece. What I think you're going to see the new organization do is do the type of policy analysis we were doing on issues in Milwaukee, all the work we've done around transit and the need to use it to connect workers to jobs. We did research on marijuana policy in the city of Milwaukee. I think you'll see us doing research on issues, on state government issues that go beyond just budgets and dollars and cents, but actually do tackle tough policy problems.
How do the economics work, both of running a research organization in general these days, but also combining the economic model of the two policy research groups?
Well, I think it's the economic challenges that, that was another driving factor toward deciding that this was a good idea. Being two small nonprofits that are focused on nonpartisan research, it's become increasingly difficult for both sides to raise the monies that we need to sustain ourselves. Increasingly, we have certainly found, we certainly found the Public Policy Forum, that to the extent that there are entities out there that want to fund policy research, they typically don't want to fund it on a nonpartisan level. They have a point of view, and so they want to support research that's going to support that point of view. So bringing us together, I think, helps. There is a broader base out there of people who want to support the type of work we do because they value good government, because they recognize the importance of injecting data and facts into very vitriolic public policy debates. And so we have a wider base in terms of fundraising. I think another important organizational objective that's being accomplished is that when you're a very small nonprofit, each one of your staff members is forced to wear several different hats. So neither organization, for example, had a full-time fund development person. We hope to build the capacity with a larger organization to be able to have such a person.
I was going to ask whether at one level you're able to eliminate redundancies, but at the same time to be able to do what each of your organizations had done on a larger scale, do you need to bring on new staff to be able to take on this kind of research at a statewide level?
I think we certainly think that over time we're going to be able to sort of form that type of specialization that right now I think neither organization has been able to.
Yeah, and I mean at this point for the former Taxpayers Alliance, for me, we're going from a very small research staff of about 3 to 8, and so I mean that's a big jump. Now whether down the road we may need more researchers, I think that's sort of a wait-and-see kind of thing.
Are there areas that you're now both really eager to roll up your sleeves and work on that you heretofore hadn't been able to take on?
Well, I think one issue that we've talked about several times, is the big issue here in Southeast Wisconsin, which is going to impact the state, is Foxconn. What that's going to mean for local government, what that's going to mean for transportation. And to the extent that resources are focused here, what does that mean outstate? And I think the other big issue that we're looking at coincides with the new task force on education finance. And there's a lot of issues in school finance that affect Milwaukee area, but just as much affect outstate school districts. So I think that's another big issue that we would like to tackle.
And I would just add, we've done a lot of work on the state-local government relationship, and particularly in terms of looking at the city of Milwaukee's finances, the Public Policy Forum suggests that that relationship is broken, that the structure that was created 100 years ago simply isn't working anymore. And so now with the merger, this is an opportunity to look at whether this is a Milwaukee problem or the extent to which it's a problem statewide. In particular, we suspect that other cities, because cities tend to be much more dependent on shared revenue than smaller municipalities, that this is, but this gives us the opportunity to provide that type of context.
The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance has been operating in the sort of really charged partisan atmosphere of statewide politics for a long time. Not that city politics or regional politics haven't been partisan, but it seems like another level of partisanship to wade into what it looks like statewide. Is that at all a consideration as you go forward?
I think in this day and age, it gets increasingly difficult to convince people when you tell them that you're nonpartisan that you really are. It's just the world that we live in. So without question, I think both Dale and I are accustomed to having people, when we put out individual reports or pieces of data, that somebody suspects you have a bias. What we've always urged people to do at the Public Policy Forum is to look at the whole body of work. And again, not that we think there's any bias in any individual piece we put out there, but I think that to the extent that you're preaching fiscal accountability and efficient and effective use of taxpayer resources, sometimes people suspect that you're leaning right. But again, to the extent that you're identifying issues like the fact that, yes, the city of Milwaukee does have a revenue problem, sometimes people suspect you're leaning left. So we're ready to take some shots from both sides. We're both accustomed to that. I think being a bigger organization, there may be we may have a bigger target on our back, but we also think that we're going to be able to sustain what we've always done.
And I would point out that I think the partisanship, those attacks tend to get overplayed. It's groups that scream the loudest sometimes get the headlines. But what I tell people is go talk to your local school superintendent. Go talk to your mayor. Go talk to your county supervisor and ask them what they think about the Taxpayers Alliance in this case. And they will tell you almost across the board about the good work that we do. So that doesn't get the press.
The organization's two boards have merged as well. Is that right?
That is correct. And very deliberately, for the first 3 years, we will have an executive committee, which will essentially serve as the main governing board. We have a larger board that cedes authority to this committee. It's 14 members, 7 appointed by the former WISTAX board chair, 7 by the former Public Policy Forum board chair. And so we're going to keep that equal representation for at least the first 3 years.
And in the near future, the next step is a combined logo?
Logo, of course, we came up with a new name, the Wisconsin Policy Forum, and so we are now working on the new logo and the new website. So we hope to launch both of those within the next month or so.
And offices in both Milwaukee and Madison.
Yes, and that is our intent to keep it that way. For us, it's giving us that physical presence for the old Public Policy Forum now in Madison, and it's giving the old WISTAX that physical presence in Milwaukee.
Yeah, and again, I think for us, the Madison presence is very important. Working with legislators, working with state government there, but having access and presence here in Milwaukee, is just as important. Being the center of the state economy.
Dale Knapp and Rob Henkin, thank you so much for your time and best of luck in your work.
Thanks so much, Rich.
Rob Henkin is the president and Dale Knapp the research director of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. The organization came into being this month through the merger of the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum and the Madison-based Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance.